that took to make happen. And they're going to aggressively market and promote this thing online. And I think it has a lot of potential. Whether I see many more devices coming out, I'm not so sure, because, you know, most of the manufacturers are focused on creating traditional sex products, products that you actually use in a regular way as an insertion device or whatever you want to call it. And the Real Touch is a completely different type. I guess it's interactive. It connects to video content. And so I'm not sure whether we're going to see a lot of products similar to the Real Touch coming out. You know, I would say that the more aggressive the Real Touch folks are with this product, the greater their lead in this space.
So in 2010, we're probably not going to see the answer to piracy.
Coincidentally, actually, Diane Duke from the FSC is going to be holding a special session where she's going to be presenting their first anti-piracy action program. I'm actually looking forward to attending this thing because I personally don't have all the details either. They have put together an 8-step program that is supposed to be a solution for fighting piracy. It's supposed to be low cost, user-friendly, and they are going to be tapping into technologies available that facilitate the fight against piracy. So how effective it ends up being, what the reception ends up being, we don't know yet. Plan on attending the session myself. It takes place February 9th at 4 p.m. at the show.
Going back to emerging technologies, what about IPTV? 2010, are we going to see the emergence of the Netflix for porn model by someone that's actually going to, you know, make this a viable business model?
I still think that the online industry is highly web-focused, as in the delivery of porn content via a website versus a big-screen TV. But on the IPTV front, there are companies such as eroticvision.tv, who also happen to be doing a presentation at Exes LA. You know, they're at the forefront of bringing web-based porn to the big screen, and it'll be really interesting to see how successful they become in 2010.
One of the things that having a computer-based viewing experience allows you is to have more interactivity, more of the types of social interactions such as social media and commenting and voting and all sorts of things. Is 2010 going to be big for social media in adult?
You know, it's funny you mentioned this because I've always felt that porn consumers have limited interest in engaging with one another, just in general, having non-sex-related interaction with one another. And that's based on the fact that I played around with quite a few ideas back in the 90s, building websites, creating chat rooms and whatnot, hoping that the, you know, thousands upon thousands of surfers that were landing on my websites would come to these chat rooms and you know, chat like they do on AOL, you know, back in the days. And that never really happened, regardless of how great the traffic volume was to the website. So I kind of lost faith. But on the flip side, you know, you go to websites like freeones.com and you go to their message board section and you're just like totally blown away by the amount of interaction going on their message board. So I guess it comes down to, you know, the webmaster's skill level in terms of, you know, their community building skills. Because simply slapping up a V-Bulletin message board on an adult website and hoping that people are going to start registering and talking about the newest starlets and the hottest porn flicks, it's just not going to happen. It's really about having the knack when it comes to sparking conversations among your users.
It's an interesting point because, you know, if you look out there, those successful communities that are based around, you know, the topic of adult entertainment and people sharing their favorite model or this great new picture set or whatnot for the consumer community, they seem like they're all Web 1.0 type properties. I haven't seen really any successful Web 2.0 types of social media properties out there that really, you know, had that community and was able to build much momentum. Why do you think that is?
That's a very good question, and actually I had noted this as something to bring up during our conversation because I totally agree with you. There's a ton of 1.0 websites out there, and I have no freaking idea how these guys are getting by by operating these really archaic-looking websites.
Mm-hmm.
Now, on one side, I don't think a website needs to be cutting-edge in order to deliver porn content. You know, sites as simple as the Hun.net have, you know, they generate millions of hits, and all they are 2 to 3 simple websites.